Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we speak to you from Tippecanoe High School. We've got a treat for you tonight. We're at the scene of the regional semifinals in Division IV volleyball. The number two team in the state, Jackson Center, meets New Knoxville in match number one, followed by what appears to be an even Steven match in our second tilt of the night, Fort Loramie against Layman Catholic. Jackson Center, number two most of the year, right behind Macomb, the number one ranked team, Chuck. New Knoxville, fifth in the Midwest Athletic Conference during the regular season, playing its best volleyball right now for sure. It was a 3-0 easy win for Jackson Center during the regular season, but you've got to play them on the floor, as Jackson Center found out last year when the favored Tigers were knocked off right here in this regional setting.
Well, they were number one last year when they came in here, and I think they were looking forward to another matchup with Fort Loramie, and unfortunately for them, Springfield Catholic got in the way,
right,
and took them out. And I don't think that Coach Metz is going to allow that to happen again tonight.
Now, you make a very good point. That was a learning experience 1 year ago, you've got to believe.
There was a lot of pressure on being number one. That's why I'm all that upset that Ohio State dropped to third. It does. It takes some of the pressure off. You're undefeated. You're out there with everybody expects you to win, and if you don't win by enough, they ask you what happened.
Kim Metz, 28 years, head coach, Jackson Center Volleyball. Kay Webb, in her first year, head coach of the New Knoxville squad. Kay's done an outstanding job. She thinks her club has gotten better and better incrementally over the course of the year and is about peaking at this moment. And the Rangers had better be set, because this Jackson Center team is loaded with a couple young ladies up front. Cassie Meyer, Pauline Meyer. Cassie at 5'10", Pauline at 5'8". The two combined on the year have tallied in excess of 500 kills between them.
How about this number, Chuck? 324 for Cassie Meyer spikes at the net.
Wow.
That's amazing. I was watching him warm up, and I have to admit that this is not a sport that I'm incredibly knowledgeable about,
right.
But I know athletes, and when you were watching them warm up at the net, my goodness, are they strong. It reminded me a lot of Kelly Turner, and I know she could play volleyball.
The two new Knoxville names we'll be talking about most of the evening are Madison Lammers, a 5'9 senior and outside hitter, and she is joined by Rachel Leffel, 5'10, a senior. She's a right side hitter. Two young ladies for New Knoxville who star. You never know. We've seen upsets in this regional tournament over the last several seasons. It's not unusual for the state champ to come out of this region, Chuck. Marion Local had a stranglehold on state titles. They came out of this region and won the state championship, I think, every season but one when they won it, except several years back they beat Jackson Center in a state final when Marion Local played out of the Northwest region.
And then Layman's won them, Fort Loramie's won them, so yep. Yes, they're the ones that have the experience and the ones that really expect to be moving down to Wright State next weekend.
The hitting percentage for these two clubs, it's something I take a look at. Jackson Center's hitting percentage is well up over 30%. New Knoxville's is under 20. Keep in mind, as I said earlier, these two clubs played in the regular season. Jackson Center won it 3-0, but the Tigers can ill afford to be overconfident heading into this match tonight. The winner takes on the Layman Catholic Fort Loramie winner in a 2 p.m. regional championship on Saturday afternoon. Just to remind you, when this match concludes, we will go offline for a short while, 5 to 10 minutes, before coming back and opening our webcast of the Fort Loramie Layman Catholic match, which is to follow. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. They make high school football, volleyball, boys and girls basketball, some softball and baseball possible from late August all the way through June here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News providing you with the best local sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf will customize a home specifically to your needs. It will be executed to perfection by Middendorf Builders, which is also the developer for a new subdivision, the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna, Route 25A, near I-75, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, close to Honda. Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders, the developer. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, our post-game sponsor. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, with locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, south edge of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, including excellent workmanship. Anna Rockets were ousted last night in Division III volleyball play, beaten by Miami East by a score of 3-0. Versailles also beaten in Division III play by powerhouse Newark Catholic, 3-1. We'll return, take a look at our starting lineups when we come back. It's regional semifinal volleyball from here at Tippecanoe, the number 2-ranked Jackson Center Tigers against the upset-minded new Knoxville Rangers here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewy of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com. This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
The new Knoxville Rangers got red hot come tournament time, defeating Convoy Crestview in the sectional and then knocking off Marion Local. That was an upset for sure. And then in a mild upset, New Knoxville defeated New Bremen for the district title. How about that, Chuck? Fifth in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Of course, St. Henry, the strongest team in the MAC this year, ranked in the top five in the state all season long in Division III. St. Henry not Division IV this year. That gave New Knoxville certainly a little bit of an edge, not having to go through St. Henry, but the Rangers did have to go through Marion Local, which was a formidable club in its own right here in 2015.
Well, you know, you get to this point in the season, and it, like you said, it takes one bad night to have you pack up your uniform and call it a season. You know, the New Knoxville is playing their best volleyball at the right time, and they need to have a quick and a good start to this game. If they get down early, you're going to probably see a little bit of body language out of them. And a 28-year veteran coach against a one-year veteran coach, they got that advantage there, too.
I think you make a very good point about New Knoxville needing to get started well. Last thing you want to do is be the underdog and feel like you have been delivered a knockout punch in the first 10, 15 points of the opening game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough sport. I love the fact that they do the rally scoring now. I used to find it kind of a boring sport when they did the side out, but I think it's a great sport. I love doing these games.
Little things are so important in every high school competition. Certainly in volleyball, what goes unnoticed is the pass, the dig, the set that helps generate that point a couple passes later. And if your passing is not on the mark, you'll look sloppy at the net. It all starts with a good dig, a set, a pass, and sometimes the more jittery team doesn't connect on those passes, especially early on. We'll see who serves well early, who makes fewer errors early. The team that gets off to a better start usually is pretty efficient at the outset of the match.
Well, and you look at that and you talk about the passing, it takes the timing out. If that first pass is not there, everything is timing in this sport. I mean, even more than most sports. And if you're not set up and you got the run coming on the outside hitter and she's there before the ball gets there, the timing's off. You're not going to get a lot on it. It has a lot to do with the sport.
Jackson Center Tigers, new Knoxville Rangers meeting now at the net. They all shake hands. New Knoxville attired in the black from top to bottom, orange numerals outlined in white. New Knoxville Rangers in the gray shirts, black shorts, red numbers with white trim. I mentioned Macomb earlier on being ranked number one all year long, a notch or two ahead of Jackson Center most of the season. Lehman Catholic played Macomb in a Labor Day weekend event in Sydney. Lehman Catholic was beaten 2-0 by Macomb. That's something to store in the back of your mind. Lehman Catholic defeated Fort Laramie early in the year when Fort Laramie was not quite at full strength. Just some comparative scores to keep in mind. Fort Laramie, when it was playing its best volleyball right near the end of the season, beat these Tigers 3-2.
Yeah, that was their only loss, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that might have helped Jackson, though.
I would agree 100%. We are amidst the Jackson Center Tigers cheering section. And when the Tigers notch a point, you will hear the volume on scoresbroadcast.com rise several decibels. Jackson Center serving down to a right to get this match underway. New Knoxville to our left, serve receive. Jackson Center starting Peyton Esser, libero, 5'6 senior. Kristen Ware, 5'10 junior. Pauline Meyer, 5'8 senior. Aaron Metz, a 5'9 senior, along with Cassie Meyer, a 5'10 junior, and Alicia Kessler, a 6'2" junior. And right out of the chute, a miss hit into the net up close by New Knoxville, and Jackson Center takes a 1-0 lead.
The first two passes were not online, and they were going to just have a free ball anyway.
Here is New Knoxville, serve receive. Jackson Center with a set near side. Here's a block attempt for that by New Knoxville. Going high was Kenzie Schreyer, but she was in the netting trying to retrieve that block attempt from Cassie Meyer. Point Tigers, 2-0. Jackson Center off to a good beginning. Serve received, New Knoxville. Ball set near side on the play for Jenna Schwedemann, a 5'8 junior. New Knoxville crams it right back, or I should say Jackson Center crams it back with a fine block right at the net. 3-0 Tigers. New Knoxville serve receive. Ball set in the middle of the floor for Madison Lammers. Dug off the hardwood, right side to Jackson Center. And then the ball is dunked along the far side of the floor on the line. What a shot on the play by Kristen Ware of the Tigers. Elite 4-0. And New Knoxville, Chuck, takes an early timeout trailing 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
In about every match this year, Chuck, Jackson Center has finished off its opponent in three, winning 3-0. Of course, Fort Laramie took the Tigers to 5, and the Redskins beat Jackson Center late in the season. But boy, this Jackson Center team has been on fire right out of the gate in every single match all season long. And the Tigers are repeating that theme so far here this evening, leading 4-0. Here's Jackson Center with a little dink at the net, blocked back by New Knoxville. Tigers have it, double hit on Jackson Center's side, Point Rangers. It's 4-1, Jackson Center leads. Serving for New Knoxville is Jenna Schwedemann. Here's Jackson Center with a serve received. Ball is delivered near side to Kristen Ware. She hammers one over, and it's deflected by New Knoxville. Kristen Ware playing well early on for the Tigers, who lead it 5-1. Jackson Center with a low line drive serve. A beauty on the play. A as Cassie Meyer drilled one over. New Knoxville gets a point as Jackson Center mishandled the shot. Middle of the floor to her right. New Knoxville down 5-2. New Knoxville's Kenzie Schreyer serves, the 5'8 junior. Serve received Jackson Center. Here's the ball set on the near side. Nicely done by Cameron Elkert. Ball tipped up and over the net by Aaron Metz. And New Knoxville can't recover. The ball tightrope the cord on the top of the netting point. Jackson Center, 6-2 Tigers. Jackson Center's Cameron Elkert on the serve. New Knoxville serve received. Ball set far side of the floor for Shayna Beerline, who clubs one right into the netting, shy of the mark. Jackson Center earns the point again, up 7-2. Good serve at Jackson Center. Low over the net. Ball set middle of the floor by New Knoxville to Madison Lammers. She pounds one far left side of Jackson Center, scored, and the Tigers can't pass it to the front line. Point New Knoxville.
So far, the New Knoxville points have been mistakes by Jackson Center.
You're exactly right, Chuck. Yep. Serve received, Jackson Center. Ball set near side for Cassie Meyer. New Knoxville blocks it back, but it goes wide. Cassie Meyer with a lot of oomph on that delivery.
Well, I tell you what, Caitlin Lammers got up on that one. She's only a sophomore. She did a nice job, just couldn't keep it in play.
8-3 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers serving from the back line. Here's the line drive shot near side of the floor. New Knoxville, 1-2-3 hits. The last little drop shot over the net to Caitlin Lammers. Jackson Center recovers. New Knoxville, 3 hits far side. The last one by Beerline. Jackson Center with 3 hits. Here's the ball looped up and over the net near side of the floor by Alicia Kessler. And it drops short. Not enough distance on it. New Knoxville earns the point. 8-4, Jackson Center leads. Serve received by Jackson Center. First shot goes off the floor. Tigers recover. Here's New Knoxville, wow, near side of the court. Oh, it's set up for Rachel Leffel, and she windmills that arm around and drills one down the right side. Fine spike by Leffel. 8-5, Jackson Center. New Knoxville with a serve right into the middle of the net. Tough break for the Rangers on a little bit of a streak. 9-5 Jackson Center. The service was short. Here is Jackson Center, Cassie Meyer serving. New Knoxville serve received. Here's the ball set, middle of the floor. It is Kessler going high for Jackson Center, and she pounds one down the right side. A spike by Kessler. Kessler, 6'2", middle hitter. Cassie Meyer, 5'10", outside hitter. Jackson Center up 10-5. New Knoxville serve receive. Here's Beerline up and over the net with it. Jackson Center recovers. 1-2-3 hits by the Rangers. The last of which by Leffel. Is it inside the line, far side of the court? No, it's wide of the mark. Jackson Center let it sail off to hardwood, and it's 11-5. Tigers lead it. Jackson Center serving. Cassie Meyer knocks it over. Little tip shot at the net by New Knoxville. But Jackson Center is alert. Oh, here's a ball pummeled from the near side of the floor by Pauline Meyer. New Knoxville tries to block it. Can't get it done. Pauline Meyer really clouded that one. It's a point Tigers, and the Rangers use their second and final timeout of this game. 12-5 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And on the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Jackson Center leads New Knoxville by a 12-5 count. The Rangers trailed 7-2 early on, cut into the Tigers' lead, scored three of the next 4 points. The Jackson Center has rallied with four in succession.
Boy, Cassie Meyer is a nasty server. I'm seeing that already.
Oh, yeah, she's got a very lofty serve percentage of well over the 90% clip. Cassie with a lot of topspin on it. Hums that one to the back line. New Knoxville recovers. 1-2-3 hits for the Tigers. Last one by Kessler. Good spike attempt, but New Knoxville digs it off the floor. 1-2-3 hits by the Rangers. Jackson Center goes cross-court. Here's the ball pushed across by Pauline Meyer. New Knoxville sends it right back. Three hits by the Tigers. Third hit by New Knoxville. Here's a spike attempt by Kenzie Schreyer at the net. Tigers get it back. Here's New Knoxville diving across the hardwood. Good save on the play by Rachel Leffel. 1-2-3 hits for the Tigers. Deflected by New Knoxville. And it goes off the floor wide.
Well, I'll tell you what, she found the open spot and put it right in the corner.
Alicia Kessler, Cassie Meyer, Pauline Meyer, and Kristen Ware doing big-time damage along the front for Jackson Center, which leads 13-5. Oh, my goodness. New Knoxville with a weak shot after the serve by Jackson Center, and it was a simple little tap down at the net by Alicia Kessler. 14-5 Tigers. Kessler made that look so easy.
Well, at 6-2, it probably was fairly easy for her.
Here is Pauline Meyer serving. It's low to the floor. New Knoxville scrapes it off the hardwood, and then Jackson Center commits a violation at the net.
They called it a double hit.
Double hit against the Tigers. 14-6 our score in favor of Jackson Center. Serving for the Rangers, Ashlyn Miller, 5'6 junior. Near side of the floor, Jackson Center. Good setup is Pauline Meyer. Knocked it to the far wing where Cassie Meyer disposed of it. New Knoxville tried to get to it back line, could only get a finger or two on the ball. Point Tigers, who are up 15-6. Jackson Center serving. It is Peyton Nesser. 1-2-3 hits by New Knoxville. The last of which is by Rachel Leffel. She goes cross court, but is outside the line. Had the right idea, but couldn't connect. 16-6 Tigers.
Great decision by Esser that time, because it was definitely going to be out.
Here is 1-2-3 hits by New Knoxville. Good block at the net by Jackson Center. Well done by Aaron Metz. New Knoxville gets it back. So do the Tigers. Oh, what windmill action up front by Pauline Meyer. As she whipped that one over the netting, it deflected off the elbow of a Ranger player, and it's 17-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Serving again, Peyton Nesser for Jackson Center. New Knoxville with a fine play up front by Kenzie Schreyer as she went cross court on that kill attempt. Fine angle. Jackson Center wasn't looking for it. The ball hit an empty spot, far side of the floor. Point Rangers. 17-7, Jackson Center by 10. Serve received Tigers. And then on the far side of the court, Jackson Center goes for the long shot, a spike all the way to the back edge of the hardwood, and it's ruled to be a little lengthy. No good. No, it's in.
It was right on the line. That was, I'm going to ask you how to say this. Is that Haney? Is that how you pronounce it? Okay, that was Cameron Haney.
Yeah, Cameron Haney's a fine player. She was spot on in the last shot. 18-7 Tigers with their biggest margin here in the opening set. 11-point differential. Three hits by New Knoxville. The last by Schreyer. Jackson Center gets it back. Hammering away up front. Pauline Meyer. New Knoxville can't block it back. It's a point Tigers. For the Meyer duo. Along with Kessler, Haney, and Ware. Jackson Center posing too much on the front line for New Knoxville, which just gets a point. Net violation, Tigers. Two hits, Jackson Center. 19-8 our score in favor of Jackson Center. Serving New Knoxville, Jenna Schwederman. Serve received, Peyton Nesser for Jackson Center. Ball set near side for Kristen Ware. She gets it up and over. Three hits for the Rangers. Jackson Center comes right back. 1-2-3 hits. The last in the middle of the floor by Aaron Metz. New Knoxville slams it right back down the Tigers' throat. Good defense by New Knoxville. 19-9. in favor of Jackson Center. Rally scoring. We played at 25. Second service fault by New Knoxville. That one was knocked into the net. Short. Error by the Rangers. 20-9 in favor of Jackson Center.
That's a tough one when you put somebody in to serve and they hit it into the net.
New Knoxville, three hits. The last by Caitlin Lammers. It's a good shot off the shoulder of a Jackson Center player into the Tigers bench. Far side of the floor. Point New Knoxville. 20-10 in favor of the Tigers. Schreyer serving for New Knoxville. Esther flies one to the front line. Two hits later, it's Cassie Meyer spiking one to the back row of New Knoxville, and it was cupped in the forearm of a Ranger player. Point Tigers, who lead it 21-10. Jackson Center playing with a lot of confidence right now. New Knoxville behind by 11 late in this first set. Here is Jackson Center attempting to block back a New Knoxville hit at the net. Nicely done by Leffel. Jackson Center's in the netting. Point Rangers, 21-11.
I have to admit, I didn't see that one.
New Knoxville serving. 1-2-3 hits by Jackson Center. The last one far side of the floor, up and over by Kristen Ware. And here's New Knoxville, the spike attempt down the right side. It is no good. Missed. 22-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers 3 points away from opening up with a victory in the first game of the night. Best 3 of 5. First four sets to 25-2. The last of which, if it's necessary, goes to 15-2. And here's a block right back by Jackson Center, an attempted kill by New Knoxville. And the Tigers.
That was Kessler again.
Yep, Kessler slammed it right back and over. Boy, you don't get one by her. Here's a serve by Jackson Center, long. Ball headed to the far right corner. Missed the mark by a few inches. 23-12 in favor of Jackson Center. Serving New Knoxville. Good serve by the Rangers. Off the fingertips of a back row player for Jackson Center. And it's 23-13.
When you get a lead like this, you got to keep your concentration. That's one of the things that happens to you.
New Knoxville serving. Ball handled very nicely. Far side of the court by Aaron Metz. Tigers get it back up and over. Three hits by New Knoxville. There's a bullet by Lammers. Jackson Center tries to save it, going off the court to do so, but cannot. New Knoxville down 9, 23-14. Jackson Center still needs two to put away this opening game. Three hits by Jackson Center. Oh, the last attempt over the net is a weak one. And it sets up Shayna Berline, far side of the court for New Knoxville. She's got an easy point, 23-15. Jackson Center's Esser digs it off the floor. Goes down the right side to Pauline Meyer. And she pounds one in. It's good. Pauline Meyer, excellent shot to make it 24-15. 24-15, Tigers a point away from the opening set. Running forward and serving for Jackson Center is Cassie Meyer. Here's New Knoxville at the net. And I think a couple hits called on the Rangers. Yep. Chuck signifies that's so. And the Jackson Center Tigers knock off New Knoxville 25-15 in our opening set here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North Northwest State in Archbold or the Bluffton Main Campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Jackson Center Tigers defeat New Knoxville in game 1. Final tally 25-15. This Jackson Center team, Chuck, better than 95% on the year serving. Not one player on the roster under 93.5.
That's like being a great free throw shooter.
It has certainly been a team effort so far. Of course, the real strong player up front is Cassie Meyer, but she has been aided by fine assistance from the likes of Kristen Ware, Pauline Meyer, Alicia Kessler. It's been a quartet for Jackson Center, which has done big-time damage. And so far, the Tigers have overpowered the Rangers. New Knoxville serving to a right. The ladies change ends. Jackson Center downing New Knoxville 25-15. In that initial set, biggest margin of difference was 12 at 19-7. New Knoxville serving, serve receive Jackson Center. Tigers get it back. Oh, what a hit. Near side of the floor, Leffel, a kill for New Knoxville, which is on top 1-0.
Rachel Leffel is having a nice game for the Rangers.
We recognize some of these names, Chuck. These are all
basketball players.
Yes, outstanding basketball players for the Lady Rangers. Serve receive, Jackson Center. New Knoxville gets it back. Here's a kill attempt, far side of the floor for the Jackson Center Tigers. Pauline Meyer strikes gold as New Knoxville can't return it. Tied up at 1. Serving to our left for Jackson Center, Pauline Meyer. New Knoxville with a good hit near side of the floor. Boy, that ball was rifled by Lambos, but Jackson Center got it back and got the point. Well done by the Tigers. Nice recovery. Cameron Elkert on the play. 2-1. Tigers lead it. Pauline Meyer serving for Jackson Center. Oh, here's a battle at the net. Jackson Center gets it over. New Knoxville tips it back. Tigers reply. New Knoxville hits one to the back line to Esser. Esser sends it up front. Here's a kill attempt by Kristen Ware. New Knoxville attempts to block it at the netting and is in the net. Point Tigers. Three-one Jackson Center. New Knoxville used both of its first game timeouts early, trying to head off the scoring binge in the opening several points of that first match. Jackson Center roared out to a big lead quickly. And Knoxville had to use both timeouts fast in that first set. Point New Knoxville here, 3-2 in favor of the Tigers. Here's a set by Cameron Elkert. New Knoxville with a fine play up close. Well done, Madison Lammers on the spike. She found an open area in the middle of the Jackson Center floor and tied up this second set at 3 each. New Knoxville serving from the right end. It's Lammers. Cameron Elkert sets it far side. Yes. Oh, what a shot.
That's a kill right there.
Cassie Meyer with a home run ball down the left side of the court. Big point for Cassie. 4-3, Jackson Center. Peyton Esser serving. Dug off the floor by New Knoxville. A block attempt at the net, but Jackson Center gets a fourth hit by the Tigers on the near side. Well done up front by Madison Lammers and Rachel Leffel of New Knoxville. We're tied up at four. Jackson Center opened up leads of 7-2 and 12-5 early in the first set. Here is New Knoxville sending one over on the service. Jackson Center serve receive. Ball tipped around at the net, and it goes off the fingertips of a New Knoxville player into the antenna. And Jackson Center has the lead of 5-4. New Knoxville getting the serve off the floor. Good shot at the net by the Rangers as Jenna Schwederman got a big fist on that ball. It glanced off the arm of Ware, far side of the court for the Tigers. We're tied right up at five. Jackson Center won the opening set 25-15. Serve receive, Esser. Up front to J.L. Fry. Oh, with a nice set. It's hammered home by Kessler. Jackson Center fans say nice job, Kess. 6-5, Tigers lead. Jackson Center serving into the net, a little short. Not the only mistake Cassie Myers made all night. We're tied up at six.
She had quite a string in that first set.
New Knoxville serving. Cassie Meyer sends it up front. Then it goes to the far wing where Pauline Meyer tries to get the spike. New Knoxville blocks it back, but it goes around the antenna. No good. Point Tigers, who are up 7-6. Kessler gets the service honors here. New Knoxville with 1-2-3 hits. It's sent cross court by Caitlin Lammers. Nice recovery by Pauline Meyer at Jackson Center. Three hits by New Knoxville. Here's Jackson Center along the front line. It's Cameron Haney who tried a little drop shot. Did she get a piece of the netting, Chuck?
I think her foot went up under the net. It's on the other side.
That's what it was. Violation. Tigers were tied at seven. Looked like her shot was going to be a good one. No one home for New Knoxville, but she broke the plane below the net. We split 14 points right down the middle. Far side of the floor, Jackson Center's Pauline Meyer. She tried a little dink, but the shot is sprayed wide. No good. New Knoxville up 8-7. Leaping high in the net, Cameron Elkert. On a shot attempt at Jackson Center, it was passed to the front line. But Cameron's left shoulder got some netting. And New Knoxville opens up a 9-7 lead. Jackson Center. Here's a set right in front. Well done for Aaron Metz. Little tip shot. New Knoxville tries to get it back and can. Good piece of deception by Jackson Center, which earns the point to make it 9-8 in favor of New Knoxville. Good play by Aaron Metz. Jackson Center's Cameron Elkert serving. Tigers down by a point, and that serve received is mishandled. Miller can't collect it for New Knoxville. We're tied up at nine. Jackson Center won the first set 25-15. Ball delivered far side of the floor to Caitlin Lammers. She goes near side to Jenna Schwederman for New Knoxville. She gets it up and over. Here's Pauline Meyer to Metz, setting far wing to Cassie Meyer. New Knoxville gets it back. Good shot. Leaping for it. Unable to get it. Cameron Elkert for the Tigers. 10-9, New Knoxville. Rangers serving. Oh, it hit the net cord, hung for an instant, and was repelled back to the Rangers side. Tied up at 10. Jackson Center serving. The honors belong to Pauline Meyer. Serve received, New Knoxville. Here's a set, near side of the floor. Trying to drill it, Madison Lammers. Jackson Center blocks it back. And then New Knoxville with a shot in empty space right at the feet of Peyton Esser.
I think they got rid of the jitters. They're playing much better in this set now.
Indeed. New Knoxville is passing just fine. 11-10. Rangers much more efficient than in the opening game. Here's a set by Jackson Center. Aaron Metz has got the kill right on the money. Boy, she clubbed that one. We're tied up at 11. Very pivotal, easy for me to say, second game. Jackson Center trying to go up 2-0. New Knoxville trying to even things at one each. Serve received, New Knoxville. Now Jackson Center, 1-2-3. It's far side, Cassie Meyer. Yes, she's got it. Cassie Meyer went right down here near sideline. Had New Knoxville out of position. Rangers got a palm of the hand on the ball, but that was it. 12-11 Tigers. New Knoxville, 1-2-3 hits. The last of which by Caitlin Lammer sails much too far. It's off the court, and the Rangers need a timeout. Jackson Center has surged ahead 13-11 after being down 9-7 in the second set. Already leading one set to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And so many thanks to Goffney Furniture here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Street in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of 75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Always high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings at Goffney Furniture. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Take advantage of the 5-star delivery and 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Well, New Knoxville, after the timeout, can't stem the tide. Point Jackson Center, which is up 14-11. Here's a good diving save, far side of the court, but Jackson Center, wow. Getting that ball up off the hardwood was Pauline Meyer. New Knoxville with a shot down the near side of the floor. It's near the scorer's table, doesn't catch line. It's out of bounds. 15-11 Tigers. Peyton Esser serving for Jackson Center. New Knoxville, 1-2-3 hits, the third of which is well done. Right at the feet of Pauline Meyer, far side of the floor. Point for the Rangers. Madison Lammers has had a fine match here tonight for New Knoxville. She produces that point, 15-12, Tigers lead. Here's a blocked attempt at the net by New Knoxville against Alicia Kessler. She just had too much mustard behind that shot. That shot, Chuck.
Yeah, I like the smile on her face no matter what's happening out there.
She's mighty strong. Well, from close range, very difficult to return her spike attempts right at the net. New Knoxville on the serve received down the far side of the floor. Dug off the hardwood by Pauline Meyer. Jackson Center gets it back. 1-2-3 hits by New Knoxville, the last of which is a spike by Madison Lammers off the knee of a Tiger player. Point Rangers. 16-13, Jackson Center up by three, leading one set to none, taking the opener, 25-15. Serve received, Jackson Center. Oh, wow. Cross court, Cassie Meyer, eyes in the back of her head, what vision. And she smacked that ball right on the button that hit the line right in front of the New Knoxville bench. Rangers had no chance. 17-13, Jackson Center. Here is Cassie Meyer windmilling the arm around. It is a superb serve. New Knoxville can't dig it off the floor as Cassie Meyer turns it up a notch. 18-13 Tigers. Cassie Meyer lost that ball way up in the air on the serve. My goodness, what a shot. Cassie Meyer serve, Chuck, grazed the back edge of the line, far into the floor. The Rangers are shaking their heads. It's the Cassie Meyer show right now. Tigers 19, Rangers 13. Timeout, New Knoxville. Jackson Center already up 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Adams Tech Solutions, Indiana, near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to aid small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, data recovery, data transfer, upgrades, and more. Adams Tech Solutions, repairing your mobile device, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. So 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, Cassie Meyer does it again, a service ace, and it's 20-13, Jackson Center. Here's New Knoxville at the net, good shot. Well done up front, Rachel Leffel off the forearm of Kessler of Jackson Center, and it's 20-14 now. In favor of the Tigers. Here is the serve received by Jackson Center. Ball set far side of the floor. Oh, look at that shot. Fine effort by Pauline Meyer. She angled that one from the left wing to the deep right corner of the New Knoxville back line. No one could get to it. 21-14, Jackson Center. Here's Kessler striding forward on the serve. Middle of the floor, and it's not handled by New Knoxville. The ball is sprayed backwards, and it's off the court. Point Tigers up by 8, 22-14. Jackson Center steamrolling late in game two. Kessler serving again. Tigers ahead 22-14, already leading 1-0. Recovery back line by New Knoxville. Here's Caitlin Lammers with a kill attempt. Good recovery on the play by Pauline Meyer at Jackson Center. Here's a set, far side of the floor. Little dink dropped over the net by Aaron Metz. Recovery by New Knoxville. Good block up close by Haney of Jackson Center. Rangers get it back. 1-2-3 hits on the Jackson Center side. Oh, here's a back set. Coming forward is Cameron Haney. She's got it on the run, and she kills it home. What a spike. Good teamwork for the Tigers.
Got that left hand going. I think that's what threw them off a little bit. I think they went for the block against the right hand, and she's going left-handed.
It was a nifty little back set by the Tigers. It paid dividends. Here's the serve by Kessler. It's at the feet of a Ranger player. 24-14 Tigers. Set point upcoming. Tigers try to make it two straight, 2-0. Serve received, New Knoxville. Here at the net, we got New Knoxville with two hits. A couple of Rangers got hands on the ball simultaneously. And Jackson Center's on top, 2-0 now. 25-15 in set one, 25-14 in set two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Tippecanoe High School in Tip City. We're all set to go for game number three, what Jackson Center hopes to be the third and final set of the night as the Tigers try to defeat New Knoxville 3-0, having won the first two sets by similar scores, 25-15, 25-14. New Knoxville was up 9-7 after 16 points in that second set. But the Rangers could muster only five the rest of the way and were outscored by Jackson Center 18-5. Last three-fourths of that second set, New Knoxville got off to a better start in set number two, Chuck, but did need to use a timeout as Jackson Center overtook them midway through that second set and finished them off.
Well, again, Cassie Meyer had the big serve in the first set and had the big service run in the second set to put both games away.
Yeah, she really got her club fired up and the fans as well. Jackson Center serving to our right to start set number three. Tigers get it up and over. Good service by Peyton Esser. Here's New Knoxville. 1-2-3 hits up front. The last by Kenzie Schreyer. Jackson Center retaliates. New Knoxville with a set. Far wing, Madison Lammers. She clubs one, middle of the floor, and it is no good. It was a bit too hard right down the center, but long, and Jackson Center takes a 1-0 lead. Three hits New Knoxville. The last of which near side, but Jenna Schwederman is blocked right back by Metz of Jackson Center. 1-2-3 hits for the Tigers. Metz goes up to kill it, waves at it prematurely, and then following to try to spike it is Kristen Ware. It's in the netting, and we're tied up at one. Schwederman serving for New Knoxville. Off the fingertips of Esser, who can't control. 2-1, New Knoxville leads. Set number three, Jackson Center ahead 2-0. A 25-15 win, set number one, a 25-14 victory in number two. Jackson Center, good serve, receive. Ball fed right back to Cassie Meyer, who hammers it to the back line. Good recovery by New Knoxville. Ball looped up and over Mackenzie Schreyer. 1-2-3 hits for the Tigers, the last of which is by Metz, but it's retrieved on the play by New Knoxville, which sends it back to Jackson Center's side, and the Tigers are guilty of carrying the ball a little bit.
I thought it was a pretty good set, but she has a better angle than I do.
Yet the official said it was cupped in the palm of the hand so slightly. 3-1 in favor of New Knoxville until Kristen Ware gets the Tigers fans up off their seats as she hammers one home down the near side. 3-2 in favor of New Knoxville. Jackson Center, service by Pauline Meyer. Third hit by the Rangers, Madison Lammers. It is in an open area, middle of the floor. Jackson Center can't dig it off the hardwood, And it's 4-2, New Knoxville. Tendency right now when you have somebody down 2-0 would be to relax a little bit. But you don't want to take off too many points, do you, Chuck?
Well, no, I think that happened a little bit early in the second set, and Jackson turned it on.
Tigers with a good rally here as the ball was jammed off the arm of Shayna Berline, far side of the floor for New Knoxville. It goes off the court. It's 4-3 in favor of New Knoxville. Here's a good kill by Madison Lammers up and over. Wow. Boy, she powered that one down the left side. Tigers had no response. 5-3 in favor of New Knoxville. Lammers serving. She glides that one across. It is Pauline Meyer, sent it up front to Kessler. Here's New Knoxville with an attempt right at the net. Caitlin Lammers, I think her arm went up and over the netting, didn't it, Chuck?
Well, I think she caught the ball and threw it on the other side. That's how I would play.
Yeah, that was a good shot by Jackson Center, which forced the error from New Knoxville, and it's 5-4 in favor of the Rangers. Serve receive, New Knoxville. Here's Caitlin Lammers at the net. Jackson Center blocks it back, and I think it is carried by Madison Lammers. We're tied up at 5. Jackson Center drawing even for the first time in the third set. Serving Tigers. It is Esser. New Knoxville with a kill right up close. It is Rachel Leffel. Jackson Center gets it back edge of the floor. 1-2-3 hits. Here's New Knoxville with a fake slam by Caitlin Lammers. Then Schwederman knocks it home. Jackson Center with a good recovery. Near side of the floor for the Rangers. Rachel Leffel right into the antenna with it. No good. And now Jackson Center has its first lead of set number 3. Serve, receive, Rangers. Set far side for Berline. Jackson Center gets it back. Oh, what a shot. Beautifully done. Kristen Ware nudge one across just beyond the front line of New Knoxville. Lunging from the back edge of the floor was Schwederman. She couldn't get a piece of it, and it's 7-5 Jackson Center. Here's a good shot by New Knoxville's Lammers. Jackson Center goes off the floor to recover. Third hit by the Rangers. Schreyer is over. Good block up front. Cassie Meyer drilled one. New Knoxville blocked it, but it was too strong. It went well off the floor. That was created by the spike up front by Meyer. 8-5 Tigers. Timeout Rangers. Jackson Center up 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Wow, that previous shot, Chuck, by Cassie Meyer was high octane. And a block attempt by New Knoxville was sprayed off the floor. It was much, much too hard. All that power generated on the offensive play by Cassie Meyer.
Yeah, she hit it so hard that the block went long. I don't think I've ever seen that.
8-5 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers up 2-0. Layman Catholic and Fort Loramie to follow. We'll go offline for about 10 minutes or so after this first match and then return on scoresbroadcast.com. Fine play, New Knoxville up close. Shayna Berline, the 5'8 junior, gets a kill attempt, which grazes off the arm of a Tiger player, and it's 8-6 in favor of Jackson Center. New Knoxville serving. Tigers send it to the front line. It goes to Aaron Metz, to Pauline Meyer up and over. Wow. New Knoxville returns. Kessler at the netting for Jackson Center. Wow. Boy, she really had some oomph behind that shot. She sent it down the far right side of the floor. No one home for New Knoxville. Spike by Kessler was good. 9-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's a shot by New Knox, still on the serve receive. It goes airborne over the net, but wide. It sailed over the antenna, out of bounds. 10-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's another grand serve on the play by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Well, Meyer's had a couple of aces, a few other non-returnables that were touched by New Knoxville players. It's 11-6 in favor of Jackson Center. The red-hot server, Cassie Meyer, has the honors. Boy, she's got some topspin, some sink on that shot. And New Knoxville couldn't scrape it off the floor. 12-6, Jackson Center. Boy, her serve is tough to deal with. She's had a real good streak. Serving once again, it is Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Going right down to the floor to get it. Schwedemann for New Knoxville. Sends it toward the back line of Jackson Center. Esser lets it fly long. It's no good. 13-6 in favor of the Tigers, who once trailed 5-3. 10 of the last 11 points belong to Jackson Center. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits by New Knoxville. A couple of Rangers hit the deck. Trying to recover on that fine serve by Meyer. Couldn't get it done. It's 14-6.
Well, the top spin on that's like watching tennis. I mean, that thing, when it goes over the net, it just dive bombs to the ground.
It sure does. It's like a sinker in baseball. New Knoxville having all kinds of trouble with it. 1, 2, 3 hits for the Rangers. Jackson Center setting. Gessler goes up, fakes, and then instead, far side of the court, it's Metz. Metz pounds one home. Well done. Or was it Vanessa Winter? I think it might have been Vanessa. 15-6, Jackson Center. Timeout, New Knoxville, which is down 2-0 to the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 15-6, Jackson Center ahead of New Knoxville in game three. First two sets went to the Tigers by scores of 25-15 and 25-14. New Knoxville led 5-3 early in this set. Jackson Center has scored 12 of the last 13 points. What a run. Cassie Meyer's serve is tough to handle. New Knoxville does scrape it off the floor. Good shot by Berline into the outstretched arms of Kessler. Kessler tries to block it back for Jackson Center. Can't get it done. Good point for the Rangers.
Tough angle for the block that time because it was a good job for her to get the ball past the antenna.
15-7, Jackson Center. Ashlyn Miller serving for New Knoxville. Here's a kill attempt near side of the floor by Pauline Meyer. Rangers get it back. 1, 2, 3 hits by Jackson Center. Little one-handed shove up and over the net by Vanessa Winter. Rangers retaliate. Going off the floor, trying to make a circus play, is Pauline Meyer for Jackson Center. And she tried to hit that one backward, had no chance. Valiant effort, though. 15-8 in favor of the Tigers. Here's Kessler getting two hands on the ball. She tried to pass it to a teammate, and she virtually caught it for an instant chuck, as deemed by the official. 15-9, Jackson Center's lead trimmed to 6. Here is a good serve received by the Tigers, set far side of the floor for Kessler, and her spike goes wide. No good. 15-10, four straight points by the Rangers, who sneak back into this third set. Good serve received, Jackson Center. Ball set near side for Pauline Meyer. Rangers get it back. 1, 2, 3 hits. Jackson Center, a third hit. A kill attempt by Cassie Meyer. Good return, though, by New Knoxville. Ball set up front for Kessler. Got it at the net. Alicia Kessler. Boy, she fisted that one, Chuck.
That was a good save that time to get the ball to her, and she did a great job of getting it on the floor.
Alicia disposed of it. Powerhouse hit right at the net court. Stopped the run of four in a row by the Rangers. 16-10 Tigers. And let's see what we have. New Knoxville into the net. Couple of hits, but one player. 17-10 in favor of the Tigers. Kessler serving. Loops it near side. Taken by Miller. Miller sets far wing for Caitlin Lammers. Jackson center. 1-2-3 hits. Ball dug off the floor by Miller. Miller middle of the court for Lammers. Lammers with a good shot as Cassie Meyer lurched for it near side of the floor. Couldn't get a finger on it. It hit the line anyway. 17-11 in favor of Jackson Center, which is up 2-0. Trying to win this game and take this regional semifinal match. Three hits Rangers. Jackson Center tries to fend off New Knoxville on this rally, but can't get it done. The ball is sprayed off the court by Jackson Center, and it's 17-12. Rangers back within five. Serving Leffel for New Knoxville. Ball goes to the front line, nudged across by winner of Jackson Center. Here's New Knoxville with a slam, far left wing. Yes, Berline gets it.
A little bit of a tip at the net. Yep. Even though it wasn't in, it was their ball.
Ball sailed wide, but Jackson Center just nicked it at the netting, attempting to block. 17-13 now in favor of Jackson Center. Three hits New Knoxville. Kill attempt near side by Schwederman. Jackson Center recovers. And here's a fine spike by Pauline Meyer. Yes, she's got it. Hit the shoulder of a backline player for the Rangers. 18-13 in favor of Jackson Center. After New Knoxville had trimmed it to 17-13. Jackson Center once led in this set, 15-6. Serve received New Knoxville. Ball blocked back at the netting by Cassie Meyer. It drops at the shoes of a defender for the Rangers. Point, Jackson Center. 19-13 Tigers. Kim Metz, 28 years at Jackson Center. 6 points from winning this regional semifinal. Boy, she is still up and coaching hard. Far side of the floor. And the Tigers earn another point. Miscue Rangers. Good shot, the Jackson Center's winner at the knees of the New Knoxville player. 20-13, Tigers. Serve receive Schwederman. Near side, Kenzie Schreyer gets it up and over. Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer with a spike to the back row. Recovery by New Knoxville. Knocked over by Schwederman. She deals near side to Pauline Meyer of Jackson Center. It goes to the back line of New Knoxville. Recovered by the Rangers. Up front, great shot. Jackson Center, Kristen Ware. She blasted that one off the arms of the lunging Schwederman of New Knoxville, and it's 21-13 in favor of the Tigers. Jackson Center serving. Serve received New Knoxville, and the ball is looped up and over and in. Jenna Schwederman found a zone that Jackson Center didn't cover, right in the center of the floor. 21-14 in favor of the Tigers. Jenna Schwederman serving. The Jackson Center's back row. Ball fed up front. Here's a diving effort by Aaron Metz. It's tipped back by New Knoxville, and it's home. It's good. 21-15. New Knoxville down six. Schwederman serving. Pauline Meyer sends it up front. Oh, a nice piece of deception on the play. I think that's Cameron Elker, Chuck. Job well done. She made it look like she was going to feed it off to a teammate, and with a sudden twist, knocked that up and over, and New Knoxville was not alert. 22-15 Jackson Center. Rangers, good shot attempt up front to Lammers. Boy, she had a lot of power behind that one. Jackson Center couldn't handle. 22-16 in favor of Jackson Center. New Knoxville down six and serving. It's Kenzie Schreyer going off the floor. Outstanding save by the Tigers, Kristen Ware. Jackson Center does get it back.
Here's the ball set for Berline. Oh, my. The Tigers has not a chance. Who made that play, Chuck? Was it Cassie Meyer? Cassie Meyer. Woo. Heck of a block. Well, she blocked it. It turned into a spike. Good defensive play by Cassie Meyer. Looked like Berline was going to net the point for New Knoxville, but Cassie denied her. 23-16. Here's New Knoxville with a shot that's a little off mark. That wasn't a real difficult play, but the Rangers couldn't find the court on that one, and it's 24-16 Jackson Center. Game point, match point. One, two, three, it's for the Tigers. Set up near side for Cassie Meyer. Got it! She drives it home. Berline was sprawling for it. Couldn't make the recovery. And the Jackson Center Tigers win three straight sets by similar scores over New Knoxville. 25-15, 25-14, and 25-16. The Orange and Black are in the regional championship game on Saturday at 2 against the winner of our second match tonight, the other regional semifinal, Fort Laramie versus Lehman Catholic. Chuck will return in a minute to close out match one when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Well, how about the Jackson Center Tigers, who knock out New Knoxville in about 1 hour right on the button. Three straight sets, 25-15, 14-16. Jackson Center victorious. It was a grand team effort. Sparkling play on the front line by Cassie Meyer, Chuck.
Yeah, she was terrific tonight. And, a lot of help. You could have picked out five or six girls that were really tough for the Tigers tonight. With our Clancy's player of the game is Cassie Meyer.
Yep, a balanced attack indeed, but Cassie sticks out. She wins the Cassie's honor, or I should say the Clancy's honor. I knew I was going to say that. Cassie Meyer takes the Clancy's award. The star of the game is Cassie Meyer. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
One of our fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, the most valued insurance agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance,
info, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. We will go offline in just a few minutes. We'll stay offline for a short while, then return in about 15 minutes or so with some pre-match coverage before the start of the Layman Catholic Fort Loramie tilt. Don't forget tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Kickoff at 7:30, on the air at 7:05 p.m. It's a Division 7 regional quarterfinal football game between Fort Loramie and Minster, a rematch of week one when the two teams collided late in August at Minster. The Wildcats won that one. Both teams have improved since. In fact, Fort Loramie has completely retooled its offense since that point in time. Redskins on a six-game winning streak. Minster Wildcats not scoring as many points as they did a year ago, Chuck, but playing better defense than last year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a better game. I mean, Loramie's going to have to be at the very, very top of their game to beat Minster, but they got a shot.
And whichever school is at the top of its game in our next volleyball match will advance on to play Jackson Center Saturday at 2 in the regional championship. Layman Catholic Fort Loramie up next when we return. Again, our first match scores went as follows in three sets. Jackson Center defeats New Knoxville 25-15, 25-14, and 25-16. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Stay with us. We'll go offline and then return shortly. I'm Jack Kramer. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.